this is for everyone. I'll start with Don. Is the timing of the Pontiac Trail work good, given that a major development is planned, which will bring in heavy trucks, which will do greater damage to the part of Pontiac Trail that doesn't look like the other part?
Well, since I drive down Pontiac Trail a lot, the timing is always beautiful if you go down that road. But to answer the question, no. No, it's not. So what they've been doing on Pontiac Trail is, which is kind of unique, is cutting separate pieces out and filling those in and paving them, which I do love and appreciate. I can say that. So thank all of you guys. I do appreciate that. But yes, it could have waited with these heavy trucks coming in and doing damage to the road. I would love to have see it wait a little bit longer. But as someone who drives down it, I can appreciate it right now. But we may run into an issue later on down the road once this development starts and ends.
What do you mean the cutouts that he meant, or the reconstruction that's going to happen between Skydale and the bridge?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's the reconstruction between Skydale and the bridge.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, there's a major development
Exactly.
The northern section of Pontiac Trail.
Exactly.
And I was just wondering about the wisdom of
doing
this
at this time.
Major road work when it's going to be pretty much damaged by all these heavy
exactly.
trucks.
So this is not the area you were referring to, I guess. This is
I was referring to both. So, yeah, that back area.
Is going to be a complete reconstruction. They said they're going to put sewer pipes 25 feet. They're going to dig 25 feet deep and put sewer pipes in and water and do the whole. So I guess that's going to happen because that's in the capital improvement plan, and it's planned well ahead, years ahead. So this was their turn, and they kind of go with it. But I guess the surface area is going to be, as you say, with the new development coming in, the surface is going to be all damaged up, and that, I guess, that we need to make sure the developer picks up all that damage. So, I definitely see your point of timing here.
Yeah.
There's never a good time to wait. So I think, the fact that the project is moving forward on the city side to repair the roads, and the roads are really in bad shape, you know, we might as well get it done. In terms of planning for future development, you know, I was on the Planning Commission, I think, when that project was first proposed back in 06 or 04, somewhere in there. So, you know, talk is talk. When it happens, we'll deal with it. I think that the city, or I think there's an ability to bond with the developer to make sure that if there are damages, it's paid for through their bond company. I think, you know, the roads are in bad shape. We got to get them done. Can't be waiting.
I don't think the question, the way I'm reading this question here, Mr. Flory, that work that's being done there is to repair, that's not a complete road work. That is to repair something that was really needed at that time to support the trucks that's going to be hauling that dirt and stuff off of the Pontiac Trail line.
No,
and
I'm talking about this complete redo. It involves
Skydale to the bridge.
It involves pervious surface and rain gardens and all this stuff.
Well, I mean, up as a big sewer pipe is going there. The big sewer pipe.
Yeah, sure. I know that. But you know, when you know that a major development is coming that's going to damage the road surface, I mean, you know, it's fine. You know, we've waited all these years to do these improvements.
I think that's a band-aid job.
The road's going to need to be redone.
What you're saying is they're about to do Sky North eventually.
Yes, that's right.
So
yeah.
Now you're doing this big road project now.
Right.
What happens when all those heavy trucks come down Pontiac Trail, the little repairs you've done here, to get to Sky North? Would cause any damage, and how would you then correct that? Because that's one of the things that Mrs. Bowman, the planning person,
Warren,
she said that, we're not coming back to Pontiac Trail for another 20 years. And I'm going, well, you haven't had the development down there yet. you'll have to do a whole lot of things if they're putting in $500,000 houses and X number of houses on that side of Pontiac Trail. So of course you have to revisit the service. But I think that was your question.
How long do we wait?
Well, you said 2006.
That's so my whole point. How long do you wait to see if they're actually going to build? Do you wait until the houses are done before you fix the road?
You just said that 2006 you're talking about. And that's over how many years ago?
That's at least eight. Yeah.